Worried about letting someone else pick out the perfect avocado for your perfect impress them on the third date guacamole? Well, good thing Instacart shoppers are as picky as you are. They find ripe avocados like it's their guac on the line. They are milk expiration date detectives. They bag eggs like the 12 precious pieces of cargo they are. So let Instacart shoppers overthink your groceries so that you can overthink what you'll wear on that third date. Download the Instacart app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
We really need new phones.
T-Mobile will cover the cost of four amazing new iPhone 15s. And each line is only $25 a month.
New iPhone 15s? It's better
over here. Only at T-Mobile, get four iPhone 15s on us and four lines for $25 per line per month with eligible trade-in when you switch.
Minimum of 4 lines for $25 per line per month with auto pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto pay, plus taxes and fees. Phone fee at 24 monthly bill credits for well qualified customers. Contact us before canceling account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. $35 per line connection charge applies. See T-Mobile.com.
Baseball is in full swing. NBA playoffs are heating up, and your NFL team is gearing up for training camp. Listen to the latest on the teams you love here on the Odyssey app. The biggest sports radio stations in the country, providing unrivaled local coverage of their teams, all in one place. Exclusive interviews with players, coaches, and team executives, streaming live and always available on demand. Stay in the know with your favorite teams right here on the Odyssey app.
Now it is time to talk to KCBS insider Phil Mateer.
Phil joins us live on the KCBS Ring Central Newsline. A new audit shows that while the state spent $24 billion to tackle the homeless crisis during the past 5 years, it failed to track whether the money actually improved things. So, Phil, isn't there some sort of agency that should be in charge of tracking the funding?
There is, but they haven't been tracking the fundings and the outcomes since 2021. All right. Now, you know, you can say, can you believe it? It's hard to believe, but it's true. So what we had is an audit by the state auditor. And we currently have, as you pointed out, about $24 billion has been spent over the past 5 years. That comes to about, you know, $5 billion a year for 30 different programs they were looking at. And what they did was they took five of those programs and took a deep dive to see where the money was going and how it was working. Well, two of the programs looked like they were working, or at least showed that they were working. And that was, one was Operation Home Key. And that is, you can track that because that program takes motel rooms and converts them into living spaces. So you have a motel room, you can count. You have a living, a home at the end of the construction that you can count. The second one was a program that spends about $12,000 to $20,000 a month, a year, keeping people in their homes rather than having them become homeless when it becomes much more expensive. And you can track that, how many people stayed in their homes versus how many people wound up on the streets. But the other three programs they looked at, they couldn't even get enough data to make a conclusion one way or the other. And that shows, and it underscores something we've seen not just on the state, but in San Francisco, Santa Clara, Oakland, and a number of different places. You can track how the money is being spent, as in wages, salaries, rents, and stuff for the program, but you can't really clock how well it's being spent because they just don't have the records for it.
Is this an accounting problem, or is it something much deeper, ineffective programs? Do we know?
It's even deeper than that, Patty. What we have here is, for years and years, you know, counties and cities were left on their own. You know, you deal with it. And various counties, San Francisco turned out was very generous, and they wound up with a very big homeless population. Others were less so. Some counties have programs, some don't. Some cities have programs, others don't. Some cities bear the brunt of it bigger than other cities, like Oakland. They weren't even equipped for this. This wasn't a problem that they were dealing with 20 years ago with any size, and it exploded on them. So what we have is this sort of catch-catch-can with a lot of the money going to nonprofits and to other areas where the money becomes the statement. We're spending this much on homeless. We're spending this much on homeless cleanup. But is it really working? And that's where it gets really dicey. Oakland, for example, they have a big program, and it's very well touted about, you know, living in cabins, small cabins, and then getting into permanent housing. Well, only about, you know, one out of four wound up in permanent housing, and almost half wound up back on the streets with nobody really knowing where they were going. So it's well-intentioned, but there's a real question about results. And there isn't really any move right now to change that. We just have not, we don't know how to do it. And what we're doing right now is just basically more of the same, and it's got a frustration point on it. So I'd expect to see more audits like this coming out, because you're dealing with a problem that may not have a solution like other problems, and a population that you just can't track like others.
Our thanks to KCBS insider Phil Mateer.
T-Mobile has invested billions to light up America's largest 5G network, from big cities to small towns, including right here in yours. And great coverage is just the beginning. Right now, families and small businesses can save up to 20% versus AT&T and Verizon when they switch. Visit your local T-Mobile store today.
Plan savings with 3 lines of T-Mobile Essentials versus comparable available plans. Plan features and taxes and fees may vary.
Hey, Rob Bradford here. I have set out on a mission with my good friends at FanDuel to prove what I have known for some time: baseball isn't boring. Now I have a daily podcast to prove it, with some of the most notable people in the baseball world screaming baseball isn't boring from the mountaintops, or at least agreeing to come on our show. Players, managers, GMs, and yes, even the commissioner of baseball, Rob Manfred. It has been a constant wave of baseball's most powerful voices. So join the revolution. Subscribe and soak in Baseball Isn't Boring. Listen on your Odyssey app or wherever you get your podcasts. You'll be glad you did.